Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw. Thanks so much for joining me for this month's podcast. It's called Start Strong and Finish Strong. I'm sure you probably noticed that on our website. You know, I hope that you have been enjoying the Summer Olympics. I know I have. The opportunity to witness these wonderful, gifted athletes in their pursuit of excellence is truly inspiring. They put forth such great effort, and the few moments that we actually see them on TV is just a tiny drop of the effort that they have put into their sport in training over the many, many years. Most don't win any medals at all, but they compete the very best they can regardless. That's what's really most inspiring. You know, most athletes know that they need to start their event strong, and they want to finish their event strong as well. Most also know that lots of things can happen in the middle between the start and the finish. That's where especially the obstacles and the challenges live, between the start and the finish of any endeavor. You know, these Olympic Games in London are paying tribute to many previous athletes from Great Britain, and we are most keenly aware of the tribute being paid to Eric Liddell, the Scottish athlete featured in the movie Chariots of Fire. Each day you probably have come to recognize and probably appreciate, as I have too, the beautiful theme song from the movie Chariots of Fire that is widely played in the background at the different venues. You know, most people don't know or maybe have forgotten Eric Liddell's story. It was back in the 1924 Olympic Games, I believe, where Eric Liddell was competing. He had made the team from Scotland. He was a runner. His expert event was the 100-meter race, and he found out shortly after making the team that his event was going to be run on a Sunday, and that caused a conflict for Eric because, you see, Eric was a man of faith, and worship was on a Sunday, and for him, running an event on a Sunday when he would normally be in worship was definitely a conflict, and he could have certainly gone to his coaches and said, you know what, I know I made the team, but I'm not going to be able to run the 100-meter event because it's on a Sunday, and I just don't run and do sports on a Sunday. I worship and quit the team, but he didn't. He went to another team member and decided that perhaps that team member might swap events with him because, you see, the other team member's event was going to be run on a Friday, and Eric knew that that would be fine for him to run on a Friday. You see, the other team member would then be running Eric's event on Sunday, which actually was going to work out well for that other team member, Harold Abrams, because Harold Abrams was Jewish and his day of worship was Friday. So running for him on a Sunday would work out even better for him. So it all seemed like it was all going to work out quite well, except the obstacle in the middle of the start and the finish of their story was that once they figured out they could swap events, days and such, their events truly were totally different. Eric Liddell ran a 100-meter event, and Harold Abrams ran a 400-meter event, two totally different events. So that if Eric was going to run on Friday, he'd have to run a 400-meter event. That was something he hadn't trained for. And likewise, Harold was going to have to run on a Sunday, and that would be 100 meters, and he had never trained for that. That just wasn't his area of expertise either. Well, if you know the story, and even if you don't, you can imagine, both of them worked as hard as they could during the weeks that led up to the Olympics once they knew that their events would be different than what they had ever trained for. It seemed like a huge obstacle, and indeed a huge obstacle that they had to overcome. But they were each determined to overcome those obstacles. No matter what, they were going to go. They were going to compete the very best they could. When Friday came and Eric Liddell ran the event in the 400, not his best event, but on that day it was the best that he could, and the best was good enough to win gold. And that Sunday, when Harold Abrams ran the 100-meter event, not his best event, but the best he could that day, it was the best to win gold. Just a magnificent story of determination, as well as God's grace. Interestingly enough, Harold Abrams went on from that Olympics and had a good long life. He was a writer and coach, and he continued in his work as a sports official and journalist and lived a long life until he died in 1978. Eric Liddell's life did not last as long as Harold Abrams' life. Eric Liddell committed his life after the Olympics to being a missionary, and he felt called to China. And as he was serving there, he was put into a concentration camp, and there he died of a brain tumor. In a recent article in the USA Today, just a couple of days ago actually, Eric Little's daughter was interviewed about her remembrances of her dad. In the article she said, and I quote, "The sporting world recognizes him for his sport," she said, "and the religious world remembers him for his principles," end quote. You know, Eric Little was able to start strong and finish strong, not only in the Olympics, but more importantly in his life, because in between the start and the finish, when Eric faced obstacles, his God-based principles carried him through. So for you to start strong and finish strong in your business this month, and as you look forward to the fall selling season, are you certain about your principles? Are they rock-solid principles that will carry you through the challenges and the obstacles? Most importantly, are they based on the rock-solid relationship that you can have with Jesus Christ? You know, no substitute will provide you with the strength and courage and wisdom and hope to overcome whatever obstacles you face. No substitute. If you've accepted Jesus as your Savior, praise God that you have this best friend in your life who will never leave you nor forsake you, who will walk by your side in your business no matter what obstacle you have. If you've never accepted Jesus as your Savior, he stands ready right now to be for you what you could never, or what anything else or anyone else could ever be for yourself. Jesus is waiting for you to come to him, to ask him to be your Savior, your best friend. So fall on your knees. Tell Jesus your sins. He already knows them anyway, but you verbalize them and ask his forgiveness for them, and his forgiveness will be there. Ask him to help you turn away from the old you so he can replace it with a new you that only he can give you. And then when you do that, be sure to call me or email me and let me know of your decision so that I can rejoice with you. Indeed, this is a month and a season to start strong and finish strong. It's all the stuff in the middle that can sometimes trip us up, all the obstacles and all the challenges. As you face them, be sure that you've got rock-solid principles. Because above all else, rock-solid principles based on Christ, that will carry you through whatever you face. Have a great month. Start strong and finish strong.